Scene 7, laboratory.
Dr. Jekyll's lab. I have to find the last ingredient for the Goodock scene. Before Hyde arrives, Lanyon is dead. Danvers is dead. I am a horrible person. I know the last dose of Goodoxine is here, but where? The doctor's will and testament. What is it doing here?
Safety distance.
You are in my power at last, bad girl. Silence.
Gah!
Safety distance.
You still don't understand anything, do you? Poor bad girl. How long has it been since the last time you visited your mother? Do you regret talking to her like that? Feeling sorry doesn't make you a good person, but it can be the first step towards becoming good. And I don't like it. Now, I need to know how bad you are. I'm going to connect the moralometer.
Let me go! Let go of me! What have you done with the doctor?
Safety distance.
I assume you have seen Dr. Jekyll's will and testament. You will wonder why the famous doctor left me, the mysterious Mr. Hyde, his entire laboratory as his inheritance. Well, bad girl, let me tell you. One day, Dr. Jekyll became obsessed with the idea of finding a formula that would isolate the good in him. The purest form of human kindness. He built the moralometer to extract this goodness. With the help of Nurse Lanyon, he created the Goodoxine. But there is something he did not take into account before doing it. Good exists because evil does too. After drinking a lot of Goodoxine, the hangover came, along with absolute evil. But evil is free from rules. What he felt inside was not evil, but freedom. That freedom is what I feel. What I seek when he discovered that this side effect existed. He decided to stop making Goodoxine so that the hangover could not create more evilness. The last dose was locked up in this refrigerator. But by then it was too late. I had already discovered how the formula worked, and I forced him to sign the will and testament for my great plan. Dr. Jekyll wanted to keep me asleep all the time, and he realized he could do it by taking more and more Goodoxine. He got addicted to it, just to control me. But he didn't know that it actually gave me more power. So every time I managed to appear, I pushed all the good people out of the way. Danvers, Lanyon. Then you arrived. The doctor's last hope to find someone good that could help him find a solution. But you turned out to be a bad girl who doesn't take care of her mother. A mistake. I have altered the moralometer to extract evil from people instead of good. We are not going to make more Goodoxine. We will make Evil Cillin, the formula of evil that will allow me to stay here forever. All Stevenson Hospital patients will be inoculated. I'm going to bring freedom to this place.
You're crazy, Mr. Hyde. You're going to make this place hell.
I'm going to turn it into a temple of evil, a temple of freedom.
Dr. Jekyll will never allow it.
Oh, bad girl. You still don't understand anything, do you? If I'm not mistaken, Lanyon left you a note.
It's true, Lanyon's note. Don't read before Dr. Jekyll disappears. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are the same person.
Exactly. I am Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Who do you think Dr. Jekyll was experimenting on? He was experimenting on himself. And once I create enough evil, Cillin, you can say goodbye to the doctor forever because he won't come back, bad girl.
Lanyon is dead because of me. Dr. Jekyll will disappear because of me. I am a horrible person. I don't know what to do. Huh? What's this? Oh, Lanyon's gift. What, nothing is more accurate than a traditional mercury thermometer. When you have no choice, use it. When you have no choice, what if?
Well, let's activate the morellometer. Thanks for being the worst daughter in the world, bad girl. Soon your evil actions will have a reward. 3, 2, 1, starting extraction.
Mom, I hope you get this audio. Hey, I know I've been a bad daughter. I don't visit you often and I don't take care of you.
What are you doing?
I just want you to know that from now on I will come to visit you more often and I will help you with your Wi-Fi. You will see that it's actually very easy and I'll bring you food home and I'll make you dinner myself.
What the hell?
Forgive me. I've been very busy and I've not paid much attention to you. But you are the most important thing in the world to me. I'm truly sorry.
Evil. I need evil. What are you doing?
I love you, Mom.
No. No, no.
Come on, come on, come on. Pure goodoxine from Dr. Jekyll. Time to eat your breakfast, good girl.
No. My evil. My freedom!